Chad Moyer with you here on the Rural Radio Network. Let's get an update on how things are going in and around Dodge County, and we'll talk a little bit about some soybean research coming up as well. Nathan Mueller is a UNL Extension educator in the cropping systems there. He works out of the Dodge County office in Fremont. And Nathan, let's talk. Well, you just took a kind of trip around the county here earlier this week. Just bring us up to date here quick. How has the weather affected the late planting season here?
Yeah, I did a Dodge County crop tour, which is about over 100 miles, and covered the kind of the six major soil associations or growing region in Dodge County. And the wet conditions that we've experienced in May has really pushed back planting, not only for soybeans, but also corn that got planted early. A lot of those fields, especially in the Platte River Valley, Elkhorn River Bottom, have drowned it out, and there's guys that are starting to even try to replant corn at this point. So, you know, the wet conditions have dragged planting season on, which is kind of a bummer when it comes to yield potential, because we know that late planted soybeans generally we lose maybe a half a bushel per day as we move through the month of May and then into June, probably even more. And so, you know, there's some things to consider. We had a CropWatch article come out on strategies for planting delayed planting soybeans. And when we wrote that article, there was something that we realized that wasn't super helpful to growers. And that was the general recommendation has been to increase seeding rate 10 to 20% on late planted soybeans. And the question then is, well, 10 to 20% more than what? And growers have different seeding rates from maybe 180,000 seeds all the way down to 120. So a percent increase probably isn't a good recommendation.
And so that uncertainty, you know, just in this year's situation has opened up the door for a research opportunity, hasn't it, Nathan?
Yeah, I and a couple other extension educators in the region put together a protocol for an on-farm research study. So this is a study that we're looking for cooperators from farmers on, and this would be on their fields with their equipment, field size plots, which I think is really the way to go with the technology we have today in the tractor. And what we want to know, and I think what growers should know and agronomists, is what are the recommended seeding rates when we get into late planting? So after June 10th, do we still stick with the current recommendations from University of Nebraska on, you know, we want 100,000 plants, and if you can get that with maybe 125,000 seeds per acre? That's what we've kind of found in April and May planted beans. But the answer is probably maybe different in June. But we don't actually have a lot of good local data to support seeding rate recommendations for late planting in June in east central Nebraska.
So for this particular research, is it just seeding rates that we're going to examine, or would there be other variables that would be in play?
Yeah, I think the main thing that we're focused on is getting better recommendations for growers when it comes to seeding rates of late planted soybeans. But if the grower is interested in looking at maturity group or planting depth or something else, I'm more than willing to help them set up an experiment so we can test those questions as well. It just gets a little bit more complicated in a larger plot and more replications in some cases to answer those questions. But that's the nice thing about the On-Farm Research Network with Nebraska Extension that Keith Gluin and Laura Thompson and a group of us work on is, you know, some of this is really up to what the grower wants to do, and we're here to assist them in trying to answer these questions. And I think the overall goal with on-farm research is those results are shared with producers in the region. So what maybe two or three growers that reach out to me and decide to hop on and do this study, that information is then shared with growers in the region. So, you know, I think it's all farmers' goals to raise the food for the world, and this is one way we can do that.
All right. So again, we're kind of putting out the call for cooperators. If folks would like to take a look at especially those seeding rates in late planted soybeans, how should they proceed? Do they need to get a hold of you?
Yep. The best way to get a hold of me, go ahead and call the Dodge County Extension office here. And that number is 402-727-2775. Or you can reach me at nathan.mueller@unl.edu.
And, of course, you mentioned, you know, just for late-planted soybeans overall, that CropWatch article is up and may have some suggestions for guys that are trying to get soybeans in here before the end of the month, huh?
Yeah, I just had a call this morning on seeding rates and relative maturity, and I and Aaron Nygren, Jenny Reese, and Jim Speck wrote an article on strategies for delayed planting, and there's even a nice new infographic that's associated with that really hits home on the points to consider that as growers look to get some beans planted here before the rain moves in.
All right, very good. Nathan, it's always good to talk to you. Thanks for the update, okay?
Yep, thanks, Jen.
We've been visiting with Nathan Mueller, UNL Extension Educator from Dodge County and the Cropping Systems, and again, open door here this year for some late-planted soybean research on the farm that, of course, can be shared with growers in the region as well. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.